Lord, we are grateful.
Yes, Lord.
We are grateful in our own personal ways, how you came out for us, oh Lord, how you have rescued us, how you stepped for us, Lord. And we are so grateful. We return all the glory and honor to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, God is still faithful.
God is still faithful.
And if you are believing God for something, you will just come through. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Have mercy in the name of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God comes through. And you learn also your level of faith when you're in challenges. Do you know that? You learn where your level of faith is. Sometimes challenges appear just to show your level of faith. You understand what I'm talking about? Your level of faith. Some of us, we don't have faith. That's why we succumb, maybe. Faith. Faith, Lord, come through. Send me a man to help me. Send me a man to thank you and rescue me. Let never stop saying that in the name of Jesus Christ. For those wonderful testimonies, I thank God. Any person who's lazy in life, never expect anything. I'm just telling you right now. Never expect anything. Never expect anything. Never expect growth. I realize as much God has permitted blessings, as much God has opened doors for you, never neglect diligence. That's what the Bible says, see, yes, thou a man. The Bible is telling you, see a man who's diligent. He cannot sit among me men, but are with kings. You know what I'm talking about? For you to have a kingly seat, you must be a diligent man. Faith is the one that I use as seed. That's why I run my faith. Because you can never plant what you don't have. You see, unless I see the power of that word, you understand? I cannot say I have faith. Because faith is a substance. Some people can have faith without nothing, but that's not me. You know what I'm talking about? Because they say faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not. So for me, if I see this bottle, I can have faith for oil here. But unless you give me the bottle, I cannot see any faith here. Now, I take the word of God raw. I need to, first of all, get a point of contact. That's why Jesus could have fed the 5,000 men. He would have got manna from heaven, is it true? But the kind of faith I learned from Jesus, Jesus used to ask, what do you have? Even at the wedding, he asked them, what do you have? You need to have a point of contact. And today I come to a teaching showing us about blowing the trumpet, showing ourselves before men. It's a form of giving God praise. Showing ourselves before what? Most of us, we don't know the power of that. Someone may think you are being proud. It's not being proud. Listen to me. What you had and what I have discovered are two different things. You're talking about? So you can't use what you have had to change my discovery. If you had there's no oil there and I discovered oil there, why are you changing my mind? Your recovery starts from your discovery. Simple. Your recovery starts from your what? Discovery. I know most of us have listened to faith messages. We have listened to many different men of God, but I always say, it's better you discover than only spending time whenever you hear. That's why I use my faith like that. I determine. I always say, Lord, show me a seed. That's what they say. The Bible says very well, it's likened to a man who goes to plant. Is it true? Some fell on the road. Some fell on the thorns. Some of the birds of the air fell on it, ate it. Some of them were planted one. Is how I use my seed, which is the word of God, concerning my issues. So I use a point of contact, you know what I'm talking about, to multiply it. That's why Paul something gave them apples. You know what I'm talking about? They were a point of what? Contact. So I have realized the most effective form of faith is a point of contact. And Elijah came to them and asked her, what do you have in your house? Is it true? You see, everyone has been given a point of contact. It's how you use your point of contact. So you can use your point of contact for your multiplication or not. That seed you have in your pocket, that's why they say, if you want the increase, give what you have. Abraham gave a point of contact. Who was Isaac? Is it true? God gave him, made him a father of many nations. What do you have? When you have financial issues, what can you give? What can you give? It's a point of contact. If you don't see it as a point of contact, you may think that you're running out of money. You're not running out of money. Today I said, Lord, I'm using a point of contact. Also, I do that. That's how I use my faith. Because faith is a tool. You use it. Yes. It's a substance. Yes. A substance is something you can hold. You use it the way you want it. That is whatever thing you desire. You use that tool to make it become a reality. Most of us, we don't have points of contact. That's the problem. God has been speaking to you. And you know very well, no man can say they have nothing. That's why I say that. You can never say you have nothing.
What do you have? For that, for believing God for financial open doors, what do you have you can give for that financial open doors? You need peace of mind. What can you give? You need a change of story. What is your point of contact? Now, that's why most of us don't give God praise. I talked the first time giving testimonies. Is it true? Last time I talked about speaking the word of God. Is it true? Now today we're talking about showing ourselves before what? We know our anchor scripture in the book of Psalms chapter 81 verse 1 to 3. Psalms 81 verse 1 to 3. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and a pleasant harp with psaltery. Blow the trumpet in the new world. In the time appointed in our solemn feast day. I am blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Amen. You are rich. Amen. You are decorated. Amen. You are above. Amen. Hallelujah. Intelligence is never a problem. Negligence is the problem. You know what I'm talking about? Intelligence is never what? Negligence is the problem. Because God gives you information, but you're negligent about it. But what is intelligence? Is anything that means your intellectual property, it makes you more intelligent. Do you know that? The word of God came across you. It is intelligence. But most of us, we are negligent. So intelligence is never a problem. It's negligence. How much of the word of God do you know? And how much do you use? You're negligent. There are some things you don't pray for. I always say that. You take responsibility for it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You take what? The woman of the issue of blood, she took responsibility. She did not pray. That 8 years, you can suffer the same decrement for all those years if you don't take responsibility. No matter how tough you are a Christian. Every one of us are intelligent, but the problem is we are having different levels of results because we are negligent. The word of God came in such a scheme. Instructions came, you ignored it. Counsel came, you ignored it. Word of knowledge came, you ignored it. But God gave you one of those things, you just ignored it. Someone just told you, just ignored it. I know. That's why Paul says, anyone says they think they know, they don't know anything. Simple. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why they say, be a wise master builder. How you build your life? Build it wisely. How you build anything? Build it what? I'm telling you. Because God will always have told you somewhere, but you skipped it. I trace when I have a challenge, I trace back my route to find out where did I skip a rule. Hallelujah. Because there's a rule I skipped. I must trace back. There's no way God will want you to suffer and have pain. There's no way, I'm telling you. Your pain is self-afflicted. You are negligent. God talked to you, you are negligent. It's okay. You know, those people say it's okay. It will just work out. Work out? What do you mean to work out? If I write for you 1 + 1, how will it write itself 2? Well, don't write it 2. It will work out. That's why you are learning mathematics. They'll tell you work out. Even they told you expound, simplify. Is it true? What was it for? For your laziness? Negligence. Now, Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Look at this. And I know this is what most of us have been negligent about. I was thinking about it by the day. I was meditating about it. And I realized, my day, it's so true. This is a very powerful form of praise that the world has corrupted our mind of thinking. That's why Christians are at the same level. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. May God give you understanding today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are we in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4? Are we there? When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped. This leper who stood down from all the multitude. This leper, do you understand what I'm talking about? Because he used worship as a form of entrance. He acknowledged that this person I'm serving is Almighty Father. You understand? He's the Prince of Princes, the King of all kings. From all the matter, he is the one. He came, a leper, came a one, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou what? How many times have you asked God for something and God told you, you have it? How many times you have asked God for provision and God has told you, I'll provide for you? A word came forth, someone told you. We ask God, is it true? We come to worship him. Father, I thank you for your worship. Lord, I'm asking for your bread. God is telling you, I will supply all your needs. And he was made clean. And immediately his leprosy was what? But look at this. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no, but go thy way, show what? To the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. For a testimony unto the gift Moses commanded, says, testify on the goodness of God. Testify. Testify. How many times have you testified the acts of God in you? This is not only testimony. This is talking about showing yourself. This man did not only tell them, I am healed of leprosy. He showed them, I am really healed. Touch my arms. Touch, look at my face. Leprosy is gone. Leprosy is a physical thing. You're not talking about, you can't see it. Another form of praise, apart from sharing testimony, speaking the word of God, is the ability to show yourself before men, standing by the word of God. He said, and Jesus said, you're not talking about, be healed, and I was healed. Matthew was there to see it. For the testimony to come through, sometimes we must show ourselves before men, but on the grounds of the word of God. We must do what? Show ourselves. Samson was good at it. Look at the book of Judges chapter 15, verse 14 to 16. Judges chapter 15, verse 14 to 16. It says, and when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords were upon his arms became as flax, and there was burnt with fire. And his bands loosed from his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with that jawbone. And what did Samson do? He said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 what? Samson said it. It's not the Bible that recorded it. And from that time, Philistines fear Samson. Is it true? They fear you based on whatever you say and whatever you show. But most of us only say, but we don't show. Showing yourselves is a form of praise to God. And Samson said, with a jawbone, I know he was holding a jawbone. He said, with this jawbone, heaps upon heaps, 1,000 men was I slain. With a jawbone. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon you to have, make you have faith. But when you get the results, do you show yourself before men? Most of us get the results, but we don't show. We don't show. It's not who supplied, God supplied it. Look about. Until you show yourself before men, there's a form of praise, you're denying God. So there's a difference of showing off and showing yourself. You know something about? A difference of what? Men are convinced when you show yourself, but rather, and they do not associate with you when you show off. There's another difference. Men are what? Convinced. When you what? When you show yourself. Hey! But most of us, we are given things, but we don't show ourselves. You must tell people. It's a form of praise. I'm giving God praise that if it were not God in this equation, this you are seeing here will not have been here. What do you have that God has not given you? Someone tell me. How can so many people, you see, that's a form of testimony by itself. You can turn many to faith based on your showing yourself to men. When this leper show, you see, the Bible says, and Jesus said, give him the gift of Moses, of the testimony. Testify, go tell as many people as you can. Are you following me? Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6. Are we there? Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6. But ye shall be named. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and the glory shall ye boast what? So. Boast on the glory. Tell them I am blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, why are you afraid to tell someone you are blessed? That's not bragging. You understand? That's not. I am showing you what God is doing in my life. If you choose to follow me, the same thing will happen to you. Because generally, there's nothing new under the sun. What you're suffering today, you may be sharing with someone who's suffering the same condition. Do you know that? And the Bible says, you shall be priests. Hallelujah. You shall have, and you shall boast in the glory. Do you know the meaning of boast in the glory? You stand and say, hey, God has given me all these powers. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Lift up our voice and bless the name of Jesus. Jehovah has been good. Hallelujah. But you see, the world uses it negatively. But Christians think it's good to be humble. Don't tell them. Hallelujah. You have suffered enough. Be quiet in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be quiet in the Lord. God is wondering, why are you quiet in the Lord? I am the one who blessed you. So the day I give you $1 billion, what will you do? Will you still be quiet in the Lord? Are you understanding what I'm saying? You must show men the hand of God in your life. You must show men the hand of God in your life. Or tell them about it. Why Christians are considered poor is because they don't show themselves. Do you know that? That's why they consider Christians poor, because Christians are blessed, but they don't apply the multiplication law because they don't show themselves. That's why God does not continue multiplying it. Multiplication. You cannot be blessed and be keeping quiet.
Amen.
That was not David. And then he says, sheep upon 1,000 hills belongs to you. Why was David saying that? Because the wealth of the Lord, when you give God praise concerning the blessings, you are showing yourselves that God is faithful. We don't make noise, that's why they consider Christians as poor people. Do you know that? Because no man receives nothing unless it comes from above. That's what the Bible says. We receive it from it because it came from where? Above. So how many things has God done for you? And how many things have you shown people that God did it for you? People experience personal touch. That's not bragging. It's telling them that it's God. God has been your source and supply. You think no one sees a Christian that there's joy being a Christian? Because you are not giving praise. You are not giving what? Praise. Showing yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. Are you getting understanding? For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. That's Paul. Do you understand? He's saying what? If I have what? Boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we speak all things to you in what? Truth. Even so, our word, boasting, which I met before Titus, is found a truth. Paul was telling Titus, my friend, I send a cargo of sheep, of arms, to my country. Hallelujah. He's not bragging. He's showing himself. That's what I'm talking about. You must learn how to tell people the doing of the Lord in your life. Show them. Show them. Paul was showing himself to the Corinthians church. Consider him otherwise. Because we saw last week. We saw last week. Remember when Paul was talking about himself? In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9, do you remember how Paul talked?
Yes.
Hey, you remember that?
Yes.
This one, it comes in chapter 7. You remember that?
Yes.
Paul is reminding them, my friend. Hey, from verse 9 to 10. Let us start from verse 9 to 10 as a quick one. As a non, yet well, Paul was saying, I am a celebrity, my friends. It's the doing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. And he says, as dying, and behold, we are what? They thought he was so poor that he will die of hunger. As chastened and not what? As sorrowful and not yet always rejoice. As poor yet making many.
Rich.
As having nothing yet what?
Assessing all things.
That's why he was boasting, my friend. You know when the days you didn't have it. Now you have it. Why are you not telling people? Why are you not showing people the faithfulness of God? That's why you're denying that continuity. That's why your healing is not permanent. And Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. When he did that, that healing became permanent. That's why testimonies are effective. Showing what? I'm not telling you to, because I know what God has in store for me. I know. When you continue doing that, so you continue multiplying what you have. Do you know that? Because number one, even your mentality will change. Showing yourselves, showing your is a form of giving God praise. This is Paul chapter 6 talking like this. Chapter 7 is boasting now. I'm telling you, my friend, don't you people of Corinthians, don't look at me like this, eh? Hey, it is God who has changed me. That's why they feared Paul. They knew Paul was a rich man. That's why when he was presented before the scribe, he was taken to the highest authority to judge him. Do you know that? Paul was not taken to the little babies to judge him. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
You must give God praise for the little God has given you. Give God praise. Don't. What's the problem with that? You talk, say God. As you know, I've told the difference of showing yourself and showing off. Showing off is on what basis? When you do that, you are reinforcing the covenant of multiplication. Reinforcing the covenant of what?
Multiplication.
And the Bible says, and Isaac numbered all the children. You're talking about? And he called them out. Why was he telling us? Why was God telling us about the children of Jacob? For what? If they are not important, why did God put it there? Why did he tell us about the wealth of Solomon if it was not important? Then God should have been humble. Is it true? And you could have just told us Solomon was blessed. Full stop. He didn't tell us about the queen of Sheba came because of the word God had done in Solomon. Why? As much you can have reference on God, it is praise. Hallelujah. The problem is when you don't have reference on what? On God. One thing you must possess as much you want to show yourself is the increase mentality. You are showing people that tomorrow you will not be the same position. Hallelujah. They don't know who I am. I am seated with Christ Jesus. Above principalities and powers, hallelujah.
Amen.
Poverty is below me,
yes.
Pain is before below me. So anything contrary is below me. I am, you understand? That's why I always ask people, do you know who I am? Before you start embarrassing yourself before me. Sometimes you want to stop arguments, ask people, wait, do you know who I am? They say, no. If you knew, you'd be careful what to say. Because you don't know where I'm going, you don't know where I came from. I don't know how my presence. How God has predestinated me. Hallelujah. He has made me a royal. Oh, have you ever read the scriptures? You are a whole nation.
Amen.
Nation. How can someone pour us a life on their faith? And you just say, it's okay. I'm a Christian. No. I'm my own nation. How do you talk to a nation like that? I am calm yourself. Hallelujah. If you knew who I am my own territory. I am my own navy, my own army on the ground, and my own air force. If I tell them to release, they will release.
Amen.
It's mentality here. I'm telling the truth. Showing yourselves. You put people, and you see, that's why people don't like that. They say you are arrogant. They're not arrogant. I always say it's better to be arrogant and have peace than to be quiet and people pour water on your head. Yeah? It is mentality transformed. Mentality what?
Transformed.
Showing yourselves. Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 15. This is Paul again. Remember the Corinthians church thought that Paul was so much in need. You know that? So Paul dealt with them. Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 15. Listen to this. Not boasting of things without?
That are measured.
They had measured it earlier. container. There are some people that are just mischievous. Eh? Don't go and do that to hurt people's feelings, okay? Don't do that to hurt people's what? Just show people God can transform you. You know, that's why showing off hurts people's feelings. Someone does something wrong, you know? Showing off is bragging, you know, you don't have my habit. Don't do things like that, okay? That is being mischievous. That I need to read that scripture, the book of Psalms, chapter 52, verse 1. This scripture is powerful. Psalms chapter 52, verse 1. Are you learning? Psalms chapter 52, verse 1. It's a form of giving God praise. When God changes your level, don't be too stupid to forget. Look at this Psalms chapter 52, verse 1. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, Almighty? Why? Because it's goodness, the goodness of God, and you are what? You are bragging about a pen. Do you know God can give you more than a pen? Don't be mischievous. God can give you more than that because His goodness is continuous. It is continuous. Just tell people it's the beginning. Hey! You're talking about, just know it is just the beginning. It is the what?
Beginning.
Just say, be a proper Christian, my son. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't be a half-baked Christian. You know, half-baked Christian. You are hot on Sunday, Monday, and in church meetings. And the other days, you are cold. The Lord is seeing you. Let me tell you, I've said it many years. I said that, I asked you something on Monday during the meeting, in the book of Malachi, that God will make some jewels. Some will be what? He will have spared them. Is it true? I say, it's better God to make me a jewel than to spare me. Do not spare his what? He has just had mercy with you. Because of your misbehavior, God has just spared you because you're in this company. I'm telling you the truth. Here, as we are seated, God will distinguish us. I tell you the truth. Based on your own diligence, I'm telling you now. Wait and see. 5 years from now, mark today. We will not be in the same level. It's better God makes you a jewel than God to spare you. Do you know that? Sparing is mercy. God has just had mercy on you. But it's better God transforms you to be a jewel. You know, we serve God with a mentality that as if He's not someone. God is in a relationship with you. Do you know a relationship? He's seeing, He's watching. That's why I try too hard. When God tells me to do something, I do it so hard. Because it's an instruction that will never come again. Or I will never graduate to the next level until I qualify with the first one that I was given. Don't be what? Mischievous, almighty man. You know what I'm talking about? Because goodness of God is what? Continuous. God will bless you tomorrow. That's why I said the word of God is that ground that you stand on. If you stand on it well, it pounds you to the next level. To level 2. You stand on it, it pounds you to level 3. But you can have the word of God, you go back to ground. Stand with the word of God. So how do I walk in the realm of showing yourself? Only 3 points. Number one, salvation. You must be what? Born again. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, has hearkened unto us together by grace. Because by His grace we are what? Saved. You must be born again. Number two, you must be Holy Ghost filled. John chapter 15, verse 36 to 37. And lastly, you must be or sit under instructions. You must be or you sit under what? Why am I saying that? Because not everything is to be shown. Because not everything is to be what? There's what you can tell people, but there's what you cannot tell people. There's what you can tell inner close people, there's what you cannot tell people outside. Do you know that? Yes. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? That's why he said, go to the priest. He specified. Be under instructions. My faith. Are you blessed? Will we go and show ourselves to them? Go tell your friends, my friend.